be there at 9. The holiday weeks were shorter. Now I'm working all 5 days of the week. Ordinary Monday, I'm sleepy and tired. Gotta pay off Christmas, so back to the daily grind. I'm running behind. Regular work week, everyone is returning. There's no more enjoyment, it's back to employment. Got no days off until May, working daily, and this week is regular to me.
It is the first regular week of not only the new year, but the new decade.
Good point.
And something that you need to know about the year 2020 that could get you in trouble with scammers.
What is it?
A scammer, that's somebody that rips you off.
It's your gift today.
Sometimes without your knowledge, but that's not important. We'll tell you how that works in just a bit. First,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
And welcome to one of our newest sponsors. Sunshine today. It's a chilly start out there this morning. We're starting in the mid-30s, colder in some spots, but nice afternoon warm-up today with a high around 66. Yeah, it's Monday. That's going to help a little bit, right? Small shower risk by late tonight and early tomorrow morning as a weak front moves through the area. 48 tonight. I think we'll be near 60 on Tuesday. Sunshine returning by midday in the afternoon. Near freezing on Wednesday morning, but I think we'll be in the low 60s daytime Wednesday. Another great day. I think we're dry on Thursday with a high in the upper 60s. Then on Friday, we're in the low to mid 70s with a chance of showers and maybe some thunderstorms on Friday. That's part one of a two-part storm system, and part two is a little more concerning. If you've been watching my blog over the weekend, we've been talking about this for a while now.
I hate cliffhangers.
Yeah, this storm system on Saturday is a severe weather potential. As a matter of fact, Storm Prediction Center has already issued a severe weather risk for Alabama, and they don't usually do that more than 3 days in advance, but they did it 7 days out, which gets our attention. So all modes of severe weather possible, including maybe tornadoes. But again, that's this coming Saturday. Just wanted to give you a heads up that we're watching it carefully. Right now, this morning, calm winds, 36 degrees, 7:05.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
I mentioned that Rod Stewart had gotten into a little trouble with the law.
With his son?
In Florida, yeah, with his son. And I wanted to find out. And sure enough, it's a place I've not only been to many times, but actually broadcast from, the Breakers Hotel.
Oh, yeah?
Which is a, man, it goes back to...
That's famous, isn't it?
Yeah, Henry Flagler's day. This is one of the first resorts built for the wealthy on Palm Beach Island.
It looks like his style of building, Flagler.
When we did our show there, whenever we got to do a free radio show, we always checked the back of the hotel door to see what the normal rate for the room was. It was like $687 a night, and that was 15 years ago. Huh. The way this came down, Rod, his son Sean, and much of the Stewart family celebrating New Year's Eve at the Breakers. According to TMZ, a security guard named Jesse Dixon was working a private event in the kids' area of the hotel when he saw a group trying to enter without authorization. Dixon told cops the group got super loud, refused to follow his instructions to leave. Dixon says Sean then got nose to nose with them. That's Rod's son. Dixon put his right hand on Sean's chest and ordered him to back up. Sean then shoved him backward, and then Rod got into the act and threw a punch as hard as a 78-year-old man can hit somebody, striking Dixon in the left ribcage area. Cops say it clearly shows, according to hotel video, Rod and Sean as the primary aggressors. They spoke with police and apologized, but saying Dixon was argumentative with his family and they got agitated. They're due in court on February 5th for their arraignment.
That's he's got more than one son, is that right? I think he...
Probably more than one woman, I mean, for all I know. It's Rod Stewart, probably, you know, had many opportunities for that.
Oh, man.
So I'm glad
Look at his face is... he's showing his age, right?
Well, in the morning light, it really shows its age.
Wake up!
Pretty good, huh?
That's good. Yeah.
I'm not all that dull for Monday.
I can't tell if Rich actually just set that up for you, or if...
That's teamwork.
I know.
Somebody once said, teamwork makes the dream work. I can't remember the authoress of that, but it did in this case. I'll tell you about another great team. Kaiser Fine Furniture, and let's call Stella the manager. I mean, they all work together as a great unit. But Stella's our contact person at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. And if you're looking for a great piece of furniture, a room full of furniture, or something to take up a space in your home, and almost every house has one nook, one cranny somewhere that needs something, but you're just not sure what. What you're going to love about Kaiser, beyond the great pricing, are the choices you will have, and the fact that you can finance them for qualified customers with a Synchrony bank account at 0% interest for up to 18 months. So maybe you can do a little bit more without worrying about or feeling guilty over paying interest rates. I suggest you stop and see Stella or anybody on that team. Tell them what you're interested in seeing and what your budget is, and they will focus the choices. But wear comfortable shoes, because there's always a lot to see. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, which, by the way, puts it just beyond the 10% sales tax of Montgomery into 8.25. So you even save at the end of your purchase. Local news is next, and then Jay, random facts. We will have a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question coming up.
News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Montgomery man Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. And it is decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. Mr. Simon. Happy New Year, everyone. My Millbrook store is now closed. My Montgomery stores are full of fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, bed frames, and furniture pieces at true discount prices. Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are available for prompt pickup or delivery. Mr. Simon has been voted Montgomery's favorite store for 20 years because we offer more choices, lower prices, and great customer service. Oh, yeah, and these really snazzy radio ads I do. We sell mattresses by the set, mattresses only, or foundations only, and we have quality bed frames in all sizes. We have a nice selection of bargain mattresses, a huge selection of mid-range sets, and some of the finest mattresses around under $3,000. And our headboards and beds are beautiful. No interest financing is available. We can order odd-sized mattresses. We're on the Atlanta Highway with two showrooms across from the Dairy Queen, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This convoluted intro is going to stink.
Oh.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Toymaker Hasbro bought Death Row Records. And now you can relive these reimagined tracks.
One, two, three into the four. My Little Pony Transformers at the door.
You've never seen a gangster like this before.
Jumble up my freaky face.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Potato Head.
Hasbro and Death Row. For when your kids want to go old school.
Ain't nothing but a toy thing, baby. That easy bake oven so tasty. Hasbro is the label that pays me.
And now,
Hasbro Jay gotten everything together for
Hasbro.
Hasbro Jay.
Hey,
was food made in an easy bake? Did it actually taste good at all or no?
Oh, yeah, it tasted fine. It just took forever.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot, like one serving.
Right, yeah.
But it was fun. That was Janelle's style. I used to love that.
She had an easy bake?
Absolutely. I think we made, like, a chocolate cake. We made cookies. They were tiny.
Yeah, if you're really hungry, though.
The best part was watching her have the fun.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Oh, did you know? A Soviet cosmonaut outlasted the collapse of his country in space.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
He left Earth as a Soviet, and he returned as a Russian.
Russian. Well, you know, he may have been launched as a Soviet. It would have been more profound if he had returned as a free man.
Well, you know, I mean, well, no.
Russia's still not all that free.
Yeah. He still came, but he came back as, rather than being a Soviet, he was...
Well, I'm glad they answered him on the radio, though, after the collapse. Hello, USSR.
Yeah.
No, this is Russia.
After blasting off, the cosmonaut wouldn't inhale earthly air for 312 days. In that time, the soft-spoken cosmonaut would watch his country crumble from 200 miles up. Presidents would change. His hometown of Leningrad would become St. Petersburg.
Right.
And one communist superpower would splinter into 15 nations.
Yep.
By the time he returned, he would be, in essence, the last remaining citizen of the once mighty Soviet Union.
Wow. That's really amazing. That is ironic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Did you know the last time the USA officially declared war was in 1941 against Germany? Every war after that, including Vietnam, was never officially declared. They were conflicts.
Or police actions.
Right.
Some of them were called.
Yeah. Exactly. Did you know Nero never played a fiddle while Rome burned in 64 AD? It's the fact that bowed string instruments wouldn't appear in Europe for another 800 years. They hadn't been invented.
How do you like that? All this time, Rich, we've been, you know, using that metaphor, Nero fiddle while Rome burned, and they weren't even fiddles weren't around.
Yeah, they weren't around.
Boy, that is, makes me sad.
Yeah, and poor Nero's had this on his back, you know, on his...
Well, several sources do place him on the roof of his palace during the fire, dressed in stage garb, and singing from some Greek epic. He was
not distraught, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
What I'm saying is, if fiddles were around, he'd have been playing one while Rome burned.
I hear you.
Basically, that's what I'm getting at. Did you know the largest beaver dam on Earth is located in northern Alberta in Canada? It is visible from space and is over 2,790 feet in length.
Damn.
And then from space, I can hear somebody saying, nice beaver.
Damn.
Experts believe that construction began in the 1970s, making it a multi-generational project. The largest beaver dam on Earth.
And some town has got that on a green turnpike sign.
I'm sure. Of course. Welcome to
home of
the largest beaver dam on Earth.
We could have used that old clip. We could have just set up the whole random facts with that.
Yep.
Which aisle are you going down first?
The
next random fact is...
Did you know Pluto, the planet, as opposed to, I guess, the dog, didn't get to complete a single orbit around the sun before it was demoted to no longer being a planet? Pluto was discovered on February 18th of 1930, but it takes nearly 250 Earth years.
Oh, man.
To go one time around the sun.
Oh, man. How many Earth years does it take?
248, okay. To be exact.
All right.
248 Earth years to go around the sun. And never even completed that.
Oh.
Did you know power lines are made of aluminum and not copper? For a couple of reasons. Copper, of course, is more expensive. But because even though aluminum lines must be 1.5 times thicker. Oh, there you
so
go.
So what you're saying is the lines have to be thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
He left his space.
God, I knew that before I even read it. When I clicked this one to use it, I was like...
This is what I've done to people's brains.
He's going to use the Leon line on this one.
I left a space for Y.
Exactly. Anyway, even though aluminum lines have to be 1.5 times thicker to match the same kind of conductivity as copper, they're still 2 times lighter than copper. And so they use it for that reason as well as the, being inexpensive. Coming up on Random Facts, is it time for... We're good. I'll keep going then. In 1903, Massachusetts and Missouri became the first states to require a driver's license, although it wasn't necessary to pass a test to obtain one at the time. In 1908, when the Model T debuted, Rhode Island became the first state to require both a license and a driver's exam.
Rhode Island?
Mm-hmm.
And that next Monday, that DMV was just packed.
God. Okay, Jay.
Tear out the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
I just printed this week's food outlet.
Oh, it says something else on the back of that page, so I didn't know what you meant.
Oh. It says Virginia. I know what you might have thought I was spelling there.
No.
At a glance, because they are kind of...
You just held it up real quick.
They both begin with V and end with A, but it's Virginia. And the reason I wrote Virginia on this paper...
Check, please.
Well, my friends, they stick with me through thick and thin, don't they?
What else is on?
What else is on?
On my paper here, I have the food outlet ads. Somebody's going to win it. And I did pick up tomorrow's steak day, guys.
Yay!
Ooh.
Oh, you notice we now have plates and plasticware.
Was that you?
That was me on Friday.
Okay. Can I make a contribution to that?
I didn't know.
You do that every morning. You make breakfast for us. That's your contribution.
Didn't know if that was Santa or not.
Top sirloin, $3.86 a pound. And man, first package they had was about, looks like almost an inch thick. Perfectly cut. It's got a little marbling on it, but very little. It's like, wow, this is the premier steak. And I got 2 pounds of it for under $7.
Hey.
That is an awesome price. So that will be breakfast tomorrow along with hash brown casserole.
Whoa.
In fact, I've even talked to Danny over at Food Outlet about printing up some of my recipes that we do on TV and then where you can get the ingredients at Food Outlet for a lot less.
That's nice marketing. That's good marketing.
Fun. Bluebell ice cream, by the way. I do not make my own ice cream. Why? When you can get Bluebell at $4.50 for the full half gallon. At Food Outlet, all pick sweet frozen vegetables, $2.25 a bag. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. You'll save in every department at Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street just west of 31 in Prattville, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, where I'm there every Sunday morning sending Bailey Grahams from the chicken tender department.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-85 and 65 through Montgomery. We have some congestion on the North Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. The boulevard is busy all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway has a little congestion inbound. Overall, traffic is moving without any issues, and we have no reports of any new accidents at this time. We do have this one note, Highway 31 up near Marbury. A gas leak is being searched for. It is somewhere in the vicinity of Marbury High School. Parents, do not freak out. No issues at the school. No problems there. They're just using it as a staging area. So don't panic if you see all these emergency vehicles at the school, all right? Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now,
here is the better half of today's.
The better
half. Random facts.
That's all I can think of to say.
The better half. Here we go, did you know?
Virginia.
No.
You didn't hear. Your headphones are on. I'll tell you later. Never mind.
Did you know Kentucky Fried Chicken's founder, Colonel Sanders, would sometimes pay unexpected visits to franchises of his restaurant in order to inspect them? He would often swear and bang his cane on whatever furniture was available if the gravy wasn't tasty enough.
Oh, man.
What a tyrant.
But I'm glad he was in the quality control, huh?
Yeah. Apparently, he was very, very hands-on with his but his franchises, yeah, he would go around.
Was he from Virginia?
No, he was not. No, okay. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Was he
actually, I don't know where he was from, actually.
I'll look it up.
Colonel Sanders.
I think he was from Rantoul, Illinois.
Okay, let's find out.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders'
Animal
birthplace.
Animal stories coming up, by the way. We will have Tusk.
Here we go. Colonel Sanders' birthplace was... Oh, wow.
What?
Henryville, Indiana.
That's so close to Rantoul, Illinois. You have no idea. They're like sister cities.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's on I-65? Now it is. It's on it's actually on US 31, which was the I-65, you know what I mean?
Wait a minute, what was the city in Indiana?
Henryville.
Oh, Henryville.
Yeah. Did you know that Japanese scientists had cultivated enough cowpox to infect everyone in the United States, and they were ready to deploy it via ocean-crossing balloons, which had already delivered bombs, but the emperor at the time, Hirohito, did not permit this from happening.
Okay, gotcha.
Or he did not permit it. He said, no, we're not doing that, basically. That's what he said. Did you know there is a place in California where the dead outnumber the living by 1,000 to 1?
It's going to be that way all over California if they don't stop screwing the public there.
Well, Colma, California, C-O-L-M-A, Colma, California,
C-O-L-M-A, okay.
Was founded as a necropolis in 1924.
I beg your pardon?
City of the Dead, isn't it? Isn't that what a necropolis,
yeah. The population of dead people is over 1.5 million. It's also known as the City of the Silent.
Hmm.
Their motto is, it's great to be alive in Colma, California.
Yeah. They vote, though.
And finally, did you know Jack Daniel's Distillery has its own fire brigade. It is complete with Jack Daniel's number 7 branded fire trucks.
Oh.
Yeah. First comment says that somebody should tell them that water puts out fires a whole lot better. Anyway, those are your random facts.
All right.
Sure we couldn't stretch the soup? I just have
I didn't know that when I needed to. You need to let me know when I need to stretch.
First week of the year. Very light.
Okay, well.
But I do have a random fact that I found interesting that I think is worthy of just mentioning here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cut in your territory.
I'll sick Colonel Sanders on you.
And I don't know that you've ever mentioned this before. There's a town in Washington State called George, and it's the only city in the country with a full president's name.
Oh, that's right, George Washington. That's
interesting. Yeah.
That was clever of them.
Yeah.
George, where are you from? I'm from George Washington. No, where are you from?
I don't care who you're a descendant of.
Right.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
Now, where is that? Okay, so they got a picture of, where is that at?
It's getting better. The traffic is now moving.
I have no idea where that's at, though.
I think that's...
Well, wherever it is, the traffic's getting better.
And Leon's getting...
That does look like the... That looks like the Prattville... That looks like 179 there. Prattville, yeah. Right. Interstate 65 Prattville. So it is moving better now, yeah.
It's that... Our long...
It wasn't long ago. That thing was packed.
Our two-hour nightmare seems to be improving on I-65 southbound into Montgomery.
All right. These two are going to caucus on a pop quiz question. I am going to tell you about Montgomery Paint and Body, a place that has established the highest standard for automotive body repair, and it goes back to day one when Donnie Turner first opened MPB. He knew there was gamesmanship going on in that business in this town that insurance adjusters would assess the damage done on a wreck. Some body shops would take that money but not do certain steps in the process and pocket the money for themselves, cheating the customer. It's just not in the Turner family DNA to cheat anybody out of anything. They're either going to do it all or they're not going to do it at all. It's been that way, and that's what makes them the gold standard now in automobile body repair. Yes, they have amazingly talented people. Their detail crew is the best. When you get your car back after it's been in their capable hands, it's almost unrecognizably beautiful. I know people, some who had taken older cars, and when they got it back, they weren't sure they were looking at their own vehicle.
Yeah, where's mine?
That good.
Where's mine?
Yeah. So when we hope, they hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but when you do, you'll be glad they're there. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. The number is 27-WRECK with a W. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about Virginia, but no, this has nothing to do with that.
Oh, my God.
Back. In 1908, when the Model T debuted, one state became the first to require both a license and a driver's exam. What state was it? It was not Virginia.
No. 272-9228 is the number. Come on, I know it's the first day of the first full week of the year, but let's show that we've got that team spirit. It smells like team spirit. 272-9228 will be waiting for your calls right now on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, here's your latest update. We've got moderate to heavy traffic at times on I-85 and 65 through Montgomery. We have some congestion on the North Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85. The boulevard is busy all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway has a little congestion inbound. Overall, traffic is moving without any issues, and we have no reports of any new accidents at this time. We do have this one note, Highway 31 up near Marbury. A gas leak is being searched for. It is somewhere in the vicinity of Marbury High School. Parents, do not freak out. No issues at the school. No problems there. They're just using it as a staging area. So don't panic if you see all these emergency vehicles at the school, all right? Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right. This is Betsy. Good morning, Betsy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. Do you have the answer to today's pop quiz question?
Joe, what's first letter?
I believe it's Rhode Island.
You are right about that. That's exactly correct.
Yeah. And now you have a $10 gift certificate to shop at Food Outlet at Will.
Hey, what state?
I appreciate that. I go there often now because of the advertisement I heard on this station.
Which one do you go to?
Prattville.
Oh, Prattville one. Very nice.
I've been to that one. I've been to Millbrook. I like to drop in on all. They're excellent. Yeah. Save a lot of money.
Well, very nice, Betsy. Thanks for calling in on a Monday morning.
Thank you.
Jay's going to set you up with your certificate.
Stand
Let's
by.
Say good morning to Joe. Thanks for trying. You just missed.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to ask about that question concerning cities that with the dead outnumber the living.
Right.
Yeah, is that any election day in which the Democrats control the city?
Chicago.
Yeah. That title in town. Yeah.
What's the old saying? My grandmother was a Republican until she died. Oops. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
And John, good morning to you.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. Since I hadn't talked to y'all since the first year, Happy New Year. Y'all have a blessed day.
Happy New Year. Do you know what state Colonel Sanders was from?
Indiana.
You are right, sir. Henryville, that's correct.
You're destined to be a winner soon. Thank you, John.
Thanks, man.
Although I must say, lackluster participation on this first day back. It was, even though last week was strange.
The phones were jumping.
Yeah.
On the conundrums.
But today's that first real Monday where you go to schools and everybody's trying to get back
today
in after 17 days.
So Monday.
We have an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees, but there was something else I thought I'd take a moment to, because I mentioned it earlier, and it is kind of a random fact.
Okay.
Apparently, you should not abbreviate the year 2020 by just writing 20 on checks and documents, because scammers could take advantage of it. Here's how. If you write today's date as 1-6-20,
right,
it's easy for someone to change the year by adding two more digits at the end. You could write a check with today's date on it. Someone could deposit it electronically.
Oh.
Then they could add 21 to the end of the year, so it says 1-6-2021.
I never thought of that.
And they could attempt to cash the same check next year.
Interesting.
Couldn't we have done something similar with 19 last year?
No, because we are in the future now.
Yeah.
Well, no, you couldn't do that, like, you know, sense of the word.
I know where you're going.
But you could put something like 1999, I would think, right?
You could, right. But this is you're talking about.
Now, specifically that scam,
post-dating. But that's very interesting. Hey, did you write, when you were writing checks, did you write 2000 for a long time and then 2007 and then finally just said, I just put it.
By the time I got tired of doing that, almost all my banking was done, you know.
Right.
It says, be careful with contracts you sign to because they can be doctored to make it look like the contract began sooner than it did.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you sign a contract today for a loan and wrote 1620 as the date, if you end up missing a payment, the lender could theoretically change the date to 2019 and claim you owe an extra year's worth of fees. It probably won't happen, but just to be safe, at least for the next year, write it out.
2020. This is 2020.
In fact, hang on a second. I'm on top of it. I'm with it. I've got it. Here you go. Just to remind you.
This is 2020.
We're good, Barbara.
I knew that. You know, I've been saving that for 20 years.
I bet you.
Did you watch that 60? You probably didn't. If you didn't watch the Golden Globes, you probably didn't watch 60 Minutes last night either, did you?
No. I was watching something. There was a new episode of Air Disasters on last night.
Oh. Yeah. Well, 60 Minutes did a whole thing on what they're talking about right up there now.
Epstein?
They had the picture of him with, the whole, yeah.
Yeah, and what contusions did they come to?
I don't.
See what it did.
That's
there?
Good.
See what it did?
That's good.
It's Virginia all over again.
For lovers.
You silly sausage.
Well, it didn't take us long to round into form, did it? So, what did they...
I didn't watch it. I only saw pictures, and of course they're talking about it now.
They showed pictures of Epstein dead?
Yes. Yep.
Damn, I wish I had seen that.
His cell?
I don't record 2020, but I...
Well, that was 60 Minutes.
I mean, 60 Minutes, rather.
See, the 2020 still stuck.
You got me. Barbara? Hey,
you know what's next?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
All right, so we're starting off chilly this morning at 36, but sunshine today and a nice day, and that's great on Monday. That helps the soul get going on Monday. 66 is your high. I think there's a small risk of a shower by late tonight and early in the day tomorrow, mostly after people are sleeping, and as a weak front moves through. 48 tonight, I think we'll be near 60 Tuesday with the sun coming out by midday and into the afternoon hours. We'll be near freezing Wednesday morning, but low 60s daytime. Time on Wednesday. Nice day. Upper 60s Thursday, still dry. Chances some showers, maybe a thunderstorm Friday. That's part one of a two-part storm system. And then we're just giving you a heads up on the Saturday storm system, which looks pretty ominous right now, and potentially severe. All modes of severe weather would be possible. We'll keep you up to date as the week goes on. We don't say that to scare anybody. We just want you to have a heads up. Right now, this morning, calm winds, clear skies, 36 degrees at 7:38, almost 39.
Okay. Coming up, we have animal stories, including an amazing parrot. And something you wouldn't want to find in your pizza. First, Fox Business.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are sharply lower. Oil and gold prices are higher on concerns about the impact of the U.S. killing of an Iranian general. Moody's says the geopolitical risk has significantly escalated, though Moody's continues to assume the U.S. and Iran will avoid an outright military conflict. Gold is trading at the highest levels in 7 years. Brent crude oil futures have topped $70 a barrel after the Defense Department warned there's a heightened risk of Iranian attacks against Saudi oil facilities. Bed Bath & Beyond has a deal to sell about half its real estate, then lease back the properties to help it pay back its debt. The locations to be sold include its Union, New Jersey headquarters. Bed Bath & Beyond will continue to occupy the properties under long-term leases. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Running out to win $5,000 a week forever from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. Don't miss your chance to win, because $5,000 a week forever is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Happy National Technology Day.
Technology is the sum of techniques, skills, methods, and processes used in the production of goods or services or in the accomplishment of objectives.
In other words, it's talking to a smart speaker because you're too lazy to get up off your butt and pick up your cell phone to get the weather report.
Technology is here so you can stare down at your phone so you don't have to have a serious conversation or interact with other humans.
Intelligent assistants are here so you can continue your self-absorbed useless existence while machines do all the work.
Happy National Technology Day.
Happy National Technology Day. Loser.
Ha 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 ha.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. William Johnson, the man accused of killing Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, will go before a judge today. Johnson is charged with capital murder and remains in jail without bond. Sheriff Williams was killed November 23rd while responding to a noise complaint at a gas station. We now know the sentencing date for former Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. He was found guilty last November of manslaughter in the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. His sentencing date has been set for January 29th at the Montgomery County Courthouse. And it's decision day for Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is expected to announce if he will enter the NFL draft at a press conference with Coach Nick Saban later today. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Making your way into work today takes everything you've got. Waking up really late this morning didn't help a lot. Why does the week start out this way? I'd rather just stay home. How do I get through this Monday? Yes, it always is the same. Work is the place I don't want to be. Should have called in sick today. I don't want to be at work on this Monday.
Simba. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Still a bit chilly outside.
Yeah.
At 7:44, it's time for Animal Stories. Wolfman, you bring us to the vocal.
Ooh.
Jam up in jelly tight. He must be a Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting student. Our top story today involves a parrot in Lake Worth. Actually, Lake Worth Beach, which is... Lake Worth is kind of a dump. It's... Anyway, police there got a call about a woman screaming for help, but it turned out to be a guy's parrot. And this clip is from the security camera, so you can hear for yourself.
That's funny.
I have some questions for that man.
That was a parrot, not a woman in distress.
Right.
And Epstein didn't kill himself. All right, this is a grisly story, not for everybody. A North Carolina family said they lost their appetite for pizza when they discovered that a snake had slithered into their oven and been cooked with the intended
entree. What?
I saw the pictures of this. I'm not really a snake fan, but apparently this snake got baked at 425 for 13 minutes. Amber and Robert Helm of Wake Forest said their kitchen filled with smoke while they were baking a pizza recently. They looked into the oven to discover a snake had found its way into the bottom of the oven. Amber Helm said the family lost interest in the pizza and they went out for dinner instead. couple said they plan to have their home inspected by pest experts to figure out where the snake came in and to make sure there aren't any more slithering surprises in the house. They even said the oven will need some thorough cleaning before they can use it again. The picture...
You got it? You got the picture?
I'll post the story after, for those who would like to see. But yeah, the snake apparently went in alive, was in there alive. They turned the oven on and that was the
end. Oh, no.
A raccoon that spent weeks evading capture at a New York subway station, occasionally causing train delays, has finally been captured and relocated. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said over the weekend the raccoon, which caused the first of several transit headaches at the Nevin Street subway station in early November, finally walked into a trap Sunday and was safely captured. The critic, nicknamed Cheap by MTA workers, had evaded capture for several weeks. MTA police stepped. Now, just get the people that are, peeing in the subways out there. It'd be a lot safer. He was released into Prospect Park, not far from a subway station, ironically. And those are your animal stories.
Wasn't that a 2 o'clock song, peeing in the subway? Yeah.
Don't pee in the subway, darling. And now you know why I don't sing karaoke. All right.
You sing in the shower? Well, you don't take showers. You take baths.
I don't sing in there either.
Oh, okay.
Can I address that for a second?
Singing in the shower or taking baths or what?
The preference for a bath.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Well, you're more than welcome to have a preference for a bath. That wasn't.
No, my body has been through so much abuse. Getting hit by buses and stuff.
Right, yeah.
So I like to loosen up the storm. But people say, well, you're sitting in a puddle of dirty water. No, not the way I do it. I have a pitcher. So after I wash everything, like Mom used to say,
okay,
I turn the tub on and fill the pitcher and then pour it over my head and rinse that way.
I got you. No, oh. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I mean, it's okay. A lot of people love baths.
No, I was not. Please don't get me wrong. I was not getting.
I was not
giving you anything about taking baths. Well, I just said, do you sing in the shower? And realized, he doesn't take showers, he takes baths. Do you sing in the tub?
When I stay at my friend Kathleen's house, I use my 2003 World Series souvenir cup to rinse.
Well, great. I'm glad that's finally coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, that question has been answered. We'll be back in a moment. At 7:49, we have a conundrum coming up. Chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
It's a good one.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy National Technology Day.
Technology is the sum of techniques, skills, methods, and processes used in the production of goods or services or in the accomplishment of objectives.
In other words, it's talking to a smart speaker because you're too lazy to get up off your butt and pick up your cell phone to get the weather report.
Technology is here so you can stare down at your phone so you don't have to have a serious conversation or interact with other humans.
Intelligent assistants are here so you can continue your self-absorbed useless existence while machines do all the work.
Happy National Technology Day.
Happy National Technology Day. Loser.
Ha 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 ha.
I love all this. We have a whole bunch of those now. Yeah. Siri versus Alexa.
Right.
I really can't tell the difference between the two. Not to be a techist.
A techist?
A techist?
Well, if
what's the difference between the two?
Yeah.
Siri, is mainly on your phone, whereas Alexa is on your
several devices in your house. Really, yeah.
I'm glad you guys like and enjoy that stuff. I will never have one of those things in the house.
I never really got down with the Siri thing, but the Alexa thing, I'm all over.
So. Siri, Greg does not like you.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, never mind.
You wouldn't be the first, Siri. I'm trying to find the snake story so I can get that. There it is. You got to take a look at this. This is pretty wild. Wild stuff.
Why not? Everything's...
I was hoping for the oven shot.
The picture?
That's the baked snake.
Yeah, yeah. On the pizza, you mean?
No, it actually appeared to me when I first saw it. See?
No, I got you. There it is.
Underneath.
There it is. Ooh.
Pretty awful.
Was that baked or broiled?
Baked. Baked.
Baked.
Doesn't
snake.
Say what temperature do you serve snake at. Let's do a conundrum.
All right, you want to?
At 7:52, this is from an online poll. They found that 4 out of 10 people do this once a week, and 2 out of 100 do it every day. But don't overthink it. This is a survey that found that 4 out of 10 people do it once a week.
Oh.
And it's not that.
No. No, it's not that.
And 2%.
Unless you're in Virginia.
Do it.
Or Millbrook. Oh, no, that went down. Millbrook's going down. 2% of all people say they do this every single day.
I could not.
So what is this? What is this? It's an activity of some type.
I don't know that I could do it every day.
If you live across from a big box store, you might do it every day or every other day. To pick.
What?
What? Never mind.
Hang on. Rich?
Oh. I just gave it a... I just wrecked it.
Wreck It Rich. That movie coming out.
I just wrecked it.
We're going to wreck it.
Well, we can't take it back.
We're going to throw it out? Or are we going to give it away?
No, we're going to do
it. Here's your phone.
While Jay is queuing up. 272-9228.
Oh,
4 out of 10 people do it every day.
I'm an idiot.
Hang on.
I'm an idiot.
But we're looking for a very specific
idiot.
Very specific idiot.
I'm so sorry.
272-9228. Lots of saber rattling in the news and stuff. Will it make the markets nervous? How will they respond? We'll know at the end of the day. But the guy that
I'll tell you now
tracks all of that.
I'll wreck it for you.
No, we'll wait till Grant joins us at 5:10. Okay. We'll see how the day plays out. Because it started out worse Friday than it ended. So we'll see.
Oh, jeez. I cannot believe I just...
One resolution you can make for this year is to sit down, and Grant would be the first to tell you, it doesn't have to be him. We recommend him, but sit down with a financial planner and start finding ways where you can take little bits of money out of your budget and turn them into the nest egg that'll be there for you, that fallback option.
Very smart.
In case anything unexpected happens, or you're setting it up long-term goals like retirement or your kids' education. They are an incredible team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and Brant will be live with us tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6 right here in the studio to answer your questions. McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, 387-0094 is the number. 387-0094.
I'm sorry I wrecked it.
7:55, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. Happy New Year's to all.
Thanks.
To you, too.
Is it flossing your teeth?
No, it's not. And thank you for guessing that.
You should slip her a few bucks.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
First letter of your last name.
2729228. Now that we're back to normal, I'm hoping that
there's a couple of folks right there that
Kelly.
It's not flossing your teeth. Hi, Kelly.
What do you think the answer is?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I want to try to answer the question.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Is it work out?
Oh, see, it's not work out either.
Good answer.
Okay.
But thanks for trying.
Thank you just the same.
Hey, see, we got two calls already.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the third call.
272-9228 is the number. And again, this is something that 4 out of 10 people do once a week, and 2% of all people do it every single day. What is this activity? 272-9228.
Hopefully you weren't listening to me.
Well, even if you were, we need a very specific form of this activity.
Of course.
272-9228.
Well, good morning. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We're looking a little better now. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. Still busy at the merge downtown, but we have no issues there at this time. A lot of traffic still on 31 from Prattville and congestion at the lights on 231 from Wetumpka. We also have congestion at the lights on the Atlanta Highway, Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, as well as East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway to Baptist. No new accidents reported to us at this time. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckingham at Trenum State, 420-4333. The College for Real Careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is conundrum time. Giving away a $10 CB Bistro gift card to the first person who can tell us what 4 out of 10 people do once a week.
Yep.
2% of all people do it every day. And it's not that, in case you're just joining us. Karen, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I'd like to answer your question. It's go to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.
News Talk.
You know what? We're going to have to...
It's go shopping. And
well, you're not going there to go rollerblading.
Right.
So,
yeah. We'll take it. And I open up my big mouth.
Stop.
I heard it.
We got plenty of material to fill the 8:00 to 8:30 hour. I don't know about the last half of it, but.
And do you still have that call in where you're the first time caller, you get put in for the prize?
Well, no, you.
You're thinking of a different show.
Okay.
No, wait a minute.
If all of our callers get
into a grand prize drawing at the end of the week,
right.
But you don't have to be a first time caller.
No, you could. You are now.
I am a first time caller.
Well, all right. We love that.
But you are now enrolled in our weekly grand prize drawing, which will happen just before 9:00.
Now, feel
Friday
free night. To be a first time caller on our other shows later today as well.
Yes, exactly.
Including the one this afternoon at 3:00. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Since I've never entered this. Do you have to be hear your voice over the phone
call
in?
No, nope. Jay, good. Like for instance, Jay's
going to work.
Jay's going to take your information here in just a moment, and you're set.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for being a first time caller. You know, we should set aside some time for people who have never.